online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
And with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
More than 70 child online grooming crimes have been recorded in Kent in the first 6 months of a new offence being brought in, the highest figures in the South East. Instagram was the most common method used to contact children, with 12 to 15-year-old girls most likely to be targeted. The new anti-grooming law came into force last April, but now the government and social networking sites are being urged to do even more to prevent it. Amy Stelfox is from the NSPCC.
With things like safe accounts for under-18s, extra protections in place, such as grooming alerts, and we're asking for this to be mandatory, not a voluntary code of conduct.
Firefighters are trying to work out what caused a blaze at a house in Dover, which killed a woman in her 50s. Emergency crews were called to Tower Street in the Tower Hamlets part of town just before 8:30 this morning, and investigations underway. More than a dozen survivors and victims' relatives have teamed up to try and tackle terrorism. Their group is calling for more inclusive communities, stronger action by social media companies, and a unified public response. Survivors Against Terror will also visit schools to speak to pupils about the issue. One of the founders is Brendan Cox, whose wife, MP Jo Cox, was murdered by a far-right extremist.
In response to terror attacks, people want to do something. One, they want to help the people that have been injured, and I think we can help the public think about what's most impactful.
A man still being questioned about a crash on the Thanet Way that's left a cyclist in hospital with serious injuries. He was flown to London for treatment after it happened on the coastbound carriageway near Herne Bay yesterday. A 43-year-old from the town has been arrested. Parents in Rochester are concerned after racist graffiti was spotted in a children's play area. The offensive words were seen painted on the floor at Jackson's playing field this morning. Vandals sprayed similar messages in the park last February.
KMFM News.
KMFM's been told more than 70 refugees are successfully getting used to their new lives in Ashford after fleeing Syria. They've settled in the town over the last 2 years as part of a policy to help up to 50 families from the war-torn country. They've completed language lessons and gained skills like driving, health and safety, and tests for the construction industry. Concept Training are providing the courses. Chris Pound is the company director.
It's all going extremely well. The ladies' training has just started, or more recently, and it turns out that they learn a lot faster than the men do as well.
£150 million worth of plans have been unveiled for a lorry park, along with hundreds of homes and businesses on land in Ashford. GSC Group, who own the Waterbrook site off the A2070, say the truck stop could accommodate 600 vehicles, reducing the problem of them parking around the town. It would also be the base for their new HQ and a car dealership. Lifeboat crews in Sheerness have helped rescue a yacht after it lost power and ran aground at Queenborough. It got stuck in mud on Saturday afternoon, but was towed to safety and no one was injured.
KMFM Showbiz.
Craig David's been chatting to KMFM about his new album. He says he's been overwhelmed by the support he's received on social media since The Time Is Now dropped on Friday. And he told Gary and Laura on Breakfast a bit more about the name.
I feel like people sometimes kind of miss some of the most amazing things because you're looking for the next thing all the time. And for me, the most important things are like my health, my friends, my family, and enjoying the moments that I'm in. It's just a proper R&B record.
If you missed his chat earlier, we've tweeted it via at KMFM News. And Paloma Faith's going to be performing in Kent this summer. She'll be at Bedbury Pine Eaton as part of the Forest Live event, which raises money for the Forestry Commission to look after woodlands. Tickets for the gig in June go on sale on Friday.
Sport
with Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
It's been announced Russia will be banned from the Winter Paralympics this March. Molly's got more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Four neutral athletes who can prove they're clean will still be allowed to compete in South Korea. The International Paralympic Committee's extended the sanction it gave Russia before the 2016 Summer Games. The country was suspended after a report found evidence of a state-sponsored doping program in the country. Meanwhile, the World Anti-Doping Agency says it's investigating the possibility that new drug sample bottles can be tampered with. They've only been used since September, but it thinks the containers might open by hand once they've been frozen. And in ice hockey, despite taking the lead early on, Kent's Invicta Dynamos ended up losing to London Raiders last night. They were beaten 5-2 in South Division 1 at the ice rink in Gillingham.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.